So today we hear some more of Jesus's parables, and this gospel is really a continuation of last week's gospel, where we heard the very famous parable of the sower, where the sower sows all these seeds and it gets in the rocks and in the thorns and on the path, and some of it gets to the place it's actually supposed to go, which is on fertile ground. And today we have the parable of the weeds and the wheat growing together in the field, and a couple other shorter parables. So one of the things I think is interesting is that the disciples don't understand the parables. We saw this last week when after Jesus gives the parable of the sower, and then he gives, so he's teaching publicly, so the disciples are there, but then there's other people there too. So he gives this teaching, the parable of the sower, and then when the other people leave, that's when the disciples say, "Would you please explain to us the parable of the sower?" And the same thing happens in today's gospel. Jesus gives this parable of the weeds in the field, and then when everybody's gone, the disciples say, "Can you tell us what it means?" So if we struggle to understand the meaning of Jesus's parables, we're in good company, because the disciples too weren't able to understand them. Which I think brings up the question, well, why did Jesus use parables then? If they're hard to understand. So Jesus explained the one last week, the parable of the sower. He explained this first one from today. He doesn't explain the short parable of the mustard seed, how it grows up and starts out very small, and then it grows up, and then birds come and nest in its branches, or the parable of the yeast that leavens the dough. So why does Jesus use these? I think that's a really good question. Because Jesus could have taught in a different way. He could have just recited a list of doctrine, like, "I am the second person of the Holy Trinity. I've existed for all time. I am an eternal being. I took flesh in the womb of my mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm truly God and truly man." He could have explained the other doctrines of the faith. And in some ways, maybe that would have been a little more simple for us, but yet he chooses not to do that. That's not the way he teaches. It's also interesting to me because this is the way that the church really has adopted its own teaching. If you enter a Catholic church, you probably see images around you, like the Stations of the Cross. So we're just invited to contemplate the image. A couple years after I was ordained, my parents built a small chapel on our farm. And just recently, my mom was talking about how some of my nieces and nephews were with her in the chapel. And they were talking about the images of the Stations of the Cross. And they didn't know the story. They're young. But yet, they've been looking at the pictures clearly. Because when my nephew pointed up at Jesus on the cross and said, "Why is he naked?" Which is a good question. My niece was able to say, "Because they took his clothes off. It's over there on the wall." So we learn. We learn through images. There's a lot that can be communicated there. Images, whether they're images of the saints or images on the walls, invite us to deeper reflection in a way that just words don't. So our churches could be decorated with, you know, paragraphs from the catechism on the walls that we would come in and read. But that's not the way the church has taught, even though we have a catechism and we have doctrine. There's something about the image that's really important. And Jesus taught that way. First of all, parables always involve things that are familiar to the audience. So when Jesus was telling parables, he used parables about field work and about fishing and shepherding sheep, housework, things that were common to his audience. Thankfully, living in a rural area, most of these things are more or less familiar to us as well. So we get the image. We can picture what Jesus is talking about. Maybe we have firsthand experience of leavening bread, making up our dough that has yeast in it, and then putting it in a warm place, and it expands. We have firsthand experience, so we get it. We get the image, but we don't necessarily get the message. What's Jesus trying to communicate? That's what we don't always get. We understand the image, but what's the deeper meaning? And there's the invitation. This is why Jesus uses parables, because they're not obvious. It's not obvious what he's trying to say through this image, and so we have to sit with it. We have to reflect on it. It takes time. So this is actually one of the beautiful things about the practice of meditating on the scripture. But even just preparing for Sunday Mass, it's a very different experience hearing the gospel when you've read it and maybe even thought about it, prayed with it, when you've been doing that for several days. That's a big difference than just hearing it for the first time at Mass, and we may or may not be listening very well when we hear it. That's why at the beginning of my homily, I usually just try to say what the gospel was about, just in case we weren't here when I was preaching it. And I've been there. I know what that's like. I always appreciated that when the priest reminded me what the gospel that he just said was. But really, if the purpose of the parables is to reveal a mystery hidden in an image that's very common, then we have to sit with it. We have to reflect on it. And the more and the longer that we can do that, the better. So maybe this gospel that we just heard, you take into your prayer this week and go back to it. And you sit with the images, trying to understand them more, asking Jesus what it means. This is what the disciples did in the gospel today. So, and Jesus told them. So clearly, he doesn't mind when we ask for clarification. It almost seems like he's glad to clarify. He's glad to tell us what he means, what he's talking about. Or maybe over in the next couple days, early in this week, we read the next Sunday's gospel, and then we think about that, we mull over that, so that when we hear it, we'll be able to receive it better. The meaning will sink into us, what Jesus has to say to us in it. This reading of the gospel is really important. One of the things I think that Jesus shows us through the use of parables, which we can all even if the message is concealed, we get the image. One of the beautiful things about this is that Jesus reminds us that the gospel is simple. It's a simple gospel for simple people like me and you. That you don't need a theology degree to understand the gospel. That's really good news. Pope Francis is always encouraging people to read the scripture. Shortly after he became pope, he had a bunch of little books of the gospels printed that he would hand out in St. Peter's Square. And he would ask people to spend a little time every day reading the gospel. And he would say, when you're on the bus, read the gospel. Probably not many of us ride the bus frequently. So when we're waiting to pick up our kids, or waiting for our prescription, or on our work break, it's something we could do. It's even easier with an iPhone, that we can read a little bit of the gospel, read a little bit of the scripture. We can make that pretty easily a daily part of our life. And as we do it, these mysteries are going to sink down in us. Jesus says, I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. He gives us this teaching because he wants us to know him and to know his gospel. It's all there, accessible to us. But how often we act as if it's not there for us, or it's a secret. So that's our encouragement for today, to dive into the Word of God, to receive there what Jesus has for us. If we do, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be like the mustard seed, that when the seed of faith is planted in our hearts, becomes a beautiful plant where other people can find refuge, where other people can take shelter because of the strength of our faith. Or we're going to be like that dough, having allowed the yeast in, our own life and faith expands and grows and becomes something really appealing to others. This is how evangelization works, how the church can grow. So let's ask the Lord today for the gift of faith, that what happens in these parables can happen in our own life. Let's ask the Lord to give us a devotion to the Word of God and to the Gospels, that each one of us will have the grace to read the Scriptures, to reflect on them, to receive the gift of faith that God wants to give us through it.